In the aftermath of perhaps the largest natural disaster in our nation's history, and what is definitely the largest failure of government to respond to a disaster in a timely or effective way, with Louisiana and Mississippi effectively reduced to third world status and the human death toll rising, it may seem ludicrous to look at the environmental costs of Hurricane Katrina. But those environmental costs will be hurting humans as well as birds and other wildlife for decades to come. I found it interesting that one of the very first actual things the government did was to relax pollution standards on gasoline, something the administration has been trying to do for years anyway. And ironically, the increase in pollution throughout the U.S. as a result of that will be small potatoes compared to what's happening in the Gulf. According to the September 1st Washington Post, quote, "The floodwater spiked with tons of contaminants ranging from heavy metals and hydrocarbons to industrial waste, human feces, and the decayed remains of humans and animals will linger in the Gulf of Mexico for a decade." This is the worst case, Hugh B. Kaufman, a senior policy analyst at the Environmental Protection Agency, said of the toxic stew that contaminates New Orleans. Quote, "There is not enough money in the gross national product of the United States to dispose of the amount of hazardous material in the area." Louisiana, a center of the oil, gas, and chemical industries, quote, "was known for its very weak enforcement regulations," Kaufman said, "and there are a number of landfills and storage areas containing thousands of tons of hazardous material to be leaked and spread." Kaufman continued, "On top of that, you have dead bodies that are going to start to decompose along with the material that was in industrial and household discharge, sewage, gasoline, and waste oil from gas stations. You've got a witch's brew of contaminated water." Given New Orleans' desperate straits, recovery teams will not be able to do anything with the toxic mess except pump it into the Gulf of Mexico, ensuring that the contamination will spread to a larger area, he said. There's just no other place for it. Once the water is gone, environmental officials will likely undertake, quote, "a grid survey, sampling the formerly flooded areas to get soil profiles and determine how safe it is for residents to move back or rebuild." The survey is likely to take 6 months. Quote, "If it were me, I wouldn't go back until there was a solid assessment of contamination of the land," Kaufman said. And even then, he added, "authorities will be monitoring levels of water toxicity along the coastline for years." Quote, "There's no magical chemical that you can put in the Gulf to make heavy metals or benzene go away. You're stuck with it. Right now, our ruby-throated hummingbirds are starting to pass through New Orleans. Many songbirds are soon to follow, but we're not even going to begin to know what's happening with them in the face of the human destruction. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.